I don't know if you noticed Neal Stephenson's diatribe suggesting that SF writers aren't doing their bit to provide models for scientists, to inspire scientists to get out there and create stuff.
It did make me query that what I was wondering is whether the purpose of SF is to inspire, which is an odd claim, or if it's just to reflect the prevailing beliefs of people and you're writing for an audience and you're writing what people are interested in. In which case, Golden Age SF, yeah, fine, that's inspiring, but maybe it just means that people don't want that sort of writing anymore and they're interested in other things. I mean, I don't find steampunk uninspiring. I want to go make a difference engine. That would be good.
Fair enough. I think his argument was that a lot of current SF is, shall we say, depressing, and you don't have that gung-ho feeling that you can go out there and conquer the world with science.
I think we moved on from this gung-ho feeling that we should be conquering the world from science, and I think encouraging that feeling is probably a really bad idea based on where we've been over the last 50 years or so.
Well, I think it's interesting to note that the whole revitalisation of the space opera happened basically from Britain, from the Scots and the Welsh, and because they understood a post-empire civilisation, so they produced far more nuanced galactic civilizations rather than the American Empire writ large.
I'm wondering if your population becomes more literate in terms of science, whether the grand sciences that you saw in those is actually as inspiring as it once was. I mean, I'm no longer inspired by Doc Smith's faster-than-light mysterious metal X writing in the way I might have been once when I didn't know much about science. Now I'm reading it thinking, gee, that's rubbish, isn't it? Okay, I still love the books. But the science is rubbish. I don't feel any inspiration. Perhaps part of the problem is that we're far more literate about what science can do and the risks, perhaps.
I mean, maybe part of the problem is that what science is actually doing is usually far more imaginative what science fiction writers are writing.
No, I'll go with that one. I'm happy with that. I mean, there are other issues to keep in mind. I mean, AI research, the long-running dream of a computer that we can chat with, and all the science has managed to prove is that, no, we got no clue how we're even going to achieve that or when we will. And so there have been a pile of failures of things that we dreamt were possible, and that doesn't help either in terms of being inspired by it.
I think part of it's also we're facing much more complex problems nowadays. And when you realise, for example, that despite clear agreement of the problems of climate change and the fact it's going to dramatically change our world, somehow we don't seem to have the political will to actually act in time to avert catastrophe. And, you know, leaving aside the science can tell us what to do, but the politics is the real problem.
And to give Stephenson credit, he's written books that are very much along those lines. On Zodiac, I thought, was a superb book about risk of ecological disaster and all the rest that he was doing in there. That was a very powerful book, but it wasn't about science primarily. It was about social issues.
Well, of course, his System of the World trilogy was very much about the birth of science. I mean, he's going back to the Royal Society and how people started investigating the world in non-religious terms. It's a great read, incidentally, if you haven't read it. Worth it. Three large volumes, absolutely riveting. He manages to have one character that survives several monarchs, which is quite nice.
I think he's got some point about the role of role of fiction to inspire us. I'm just not convinced that he's right that fiction isn't conspiring us. I just don't think it's necessarily inspiring us to build great things. I mean, admittedly, he's off building rockets now and doing other things, so he's certainly doing the fun side of it. But I think we're just more cautious and that we want to be inspired about more than just the science, but also we get out of SF a lot of social things which are quite useful. And a lot of dreaming and picturing what we'd like the world to be.
Yeah, I would have thought the role of science fiction is to challenge us, not necessarily to inspire us.
No, I like that. I'm happy with challenge. That.